This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Every time this song comes on, you make that noise.
I know. I got a road trip on Saturday. This is, like, in my opinion, a contender for... But it's definitely in my top five all-time road trip songs.
Well, I mean, who doesn't love bread? Be caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR-4947 to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Tammy Pescatelli on November 30th at Rob's Playhouse Theater. Tickets are on sale at PlayhouseTix.com. That time, I felt like I was a little bit offensive by saying bread here instead of almonds. Like, just...
Well, Dickie Betts died within the last few months, and I was emotional about that, and Zach played that exact song, I think, when we were talking about that. So, you did kind of trample all over that with the bread. But yeah.
I love the bit to pretend it's soft rock, 70s schmaltz.
Right.
But maybe I got to pick my spots.
I do pick my spots. That is... I don't know how to play a lot of intricate stuff on the guitar, but I did sit down and watch a tutorial on that quite a few years ago. And I don't, these are the sort of things that, like, some of the people that do them were like, this maybe isn't exactly, what Dickie Betts did, but it's the spirit of the thing. Here, you want to get your way through Jessica? Here it is. And I learned to do it, and I still can play it. I've never learned the rest of the song, but that little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I know how to play that.
All right.
I should dig in a little more. Maybe tonight. I'm going to be all alone tonight. Everybody's out. My wife's not out. She's working.
That's out.
I just didn't want to make it sound like she was, whatever, going to happy hour or something. So I should dig in on that a little bit more.
Maybe you should.
Maybe learn the rest of that song. That could be helpful sometime. A
couple more bars at least.
Right. The bridge, something.
Something. Tonight, Steelers-Browns. Yeah, the weather is kind of a mess in Cleveland. Has been all day. Snow mixing with rain over the next several hours. Here we go. Right now, I'm seeing 37 degrees, 17-mile-an-hour winds. Looks like the wind numbers are to come down throughout the night, but
yes.
I doubt Al is super psyched.
Right.
You know, SoCal Al is probably not digging. But, you know, this is going to happen sometimes if you're an NFL broadcaster. You're going to get bad weather.
I'm sure he's seen his way more than his fair share of it over the years. So,
Oh, yeah. Boy. Now I want to think of, like, a weather game with him on it. Maybe, like, there could have been a night game in Denver. There would have been at least one night game in Denver
I'm
with
thinking
tons of snow.
Maybe a Miami torrential downpour night game back in the Monday Night Football days, maybe too. But
or that,
yeah.
What do we want tonight?
We want the Browns. I think we want the Browns. If you want Baltimore to catch Pittsburgh,
which I'm not sure I do.
Okay, I'm sure. Well, now you're giving me pie. I was going to rush into it. I'm sure I do, but now you're making. Well, what am I not thinking about?
You did this yesterday, right? Like we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And your fear for the Bills is to have to play the Ravens in the first round,
right?
Or even the second if they're like a five or something. But the first round is the point.
I don't want them in the wild card mix. And in order to avoid that, because I think they're definitely going to be a playoff team, the only way for them to avoid being in the wild card mix is for them to pass Pittsburgh. So that's my preferred outcome. So I need the Steelers to stop winning games here at some point.
And this is under the premise that the Bills are the two.
Sure.
Or the three even, but not the one.
Right.
Well, the alternative is probably that you'll play them in the second round.
Yeah.
Maybe on the road. Maybe, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening now.
Yeah. The Bills could skid. Baltimore could get hot. But, yeah, I mean, they've got a lead on them here. So I feel pretty decent about that.
I think the argument – sorry.
If the Bills can be the one, this is out the window. Because it's really about that first game. And you don't have to play the first game if you're the one. So I don't give a crap if Baltimore's the 7, the 6, or the 5 at that point. You know, I might care about the matchup, you know, potentially, if they're the worst team, worst seed left, then for sure you're seeing them in the divisional round. If they win.
If they're the 7, they would definitely play the 1 in the second the second week.
Right. As long as they get through that. Right. So, that's my motivation. And I also, you know, it's also a little bit of, it's mostly that I want to avoid Baltimore, so pass Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh lose tonight. It's also just a little bit of ego. Pittsburgh's not that good. Come on. They're going to go away, and they're not going away. And they just beat Baltimore on Sunday with 6 field goals, for gosh sakes. So I would like some affirmation that the Steelers aren't that good. And, you know, beating the Browns isn't exactly going to, like, you know, be more proof that they're so good, but it would certainly stick a fly in the ointment of how good they are if they lose to the Browns. So, I'm here for that. A little bit of chaos. Open the door for Baltimore so they can eventually walk through.
I think the Pittsburgh argument is that it would just make it that much tougher on the Ravens. Having to win the division, you know, the climb that we're always talking about.
Yeah.
Whether that's the one seed or anything else. I mean, the Ravens, they're 2 games back if Pittsburgh wins. Baltimore hasn't had its bye yet. So if Pittsburgh wins tonight, they're 2 games up on the Ravens with a win over them. Not over, but you're getting closer. I mean, Steelers are favored tonight. You're getting closer here to a scenario where Baltimore is more in the make the playoffs mode than first place. I certainly understand the idea that you try to avoid them the first week, but I think, you know, it might be better if you know, maybe it won't be the Bills, but that the Ravens have to go on the road. The idea is the Super Bowl. This scenario, the Ravens would have to go on the road and win 3 times. And they have just not been that team. You know, in the postseason, they have just not been a team that most people would expect to be able to pull that off. Nobody expects anybody to pull that off.
Right, but this team is the opposite of that team. This is a team that's been at home and has fallen flat, including last year as the one.
It's rare anyway. Like, the Giants did it with Eli.
Right.
But not many teams are able to win 3 road games in the playoffs and, you know, then make the Super Bowl. So I want to give the Browns some love. I'll be rooting for them tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a woebegone franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Steelers are always better than them.
Yeah.
Isn't it the case? Like,
oh yeah,
crazy.
Roethlisberger. Andrew Filippone tweeted this earlier in the day. Since the Browns have come back into the NFL in what was that, 99?
Yeah.
Whatever year. Okay. The quarterback of the Browns that has the most wins against the Steelers is Tim Couch with 3. Roethlisberger has 26 wins against the Browns in his career.
So far.
It's just absurd. Yeah, they have owned it. I mean, it's just been terrible for the Browns. I don't have any sympathy for them as an organization and being woebegone. They made their bed when they made that deal for Watson. This is merely, I get past all of that to root for them tonight. I like the Chubb angle you mentioned earlier. What do we have? Chubb angle and now Chubb. Chubb thoughts. Chubb angle, Chubb thoughts. Anyway, I'm getting really hung up on that. I can get past the Watson crap. Like, the Chubb story is good. Chubb story. I like that. And I just want chaos. I want the Steelers to get stuck or, you know, just get tagged. So that rises above how offensive the Browns are.
Yes, yes.
For me.
It's two wrongs coming up right. And becoming a right. 7:30, I believe, our coverage starts. Pittsburgh at Cleveland in the snow and rain. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.